Welcome back to Cinema Three Way. I am John Madden here with my lovely co-host, Pearson Bearder, Hoshgeldin.
Hoshbulduk, I'm back. I was in Istanbul for a while, now I'm back and ready for our new episode.
Yes, and our new episode is John Ford. In my opinion, the greatest film director of any cinema, anywhere, anytime. History of the medium, this guy's the tops for me.
He's pretty good.
145 films on a career that stretches from 1917 to 1966, and more Oscars than any other director in the history of the medium. 4 best directors, 2 best documentaries. His documentary, December 7th, 1941, is still used as though it was newsreel footage of the actual attack in countless news broadcasts and everything else. His other documentary Oscar was for the Battle of Midway, which he shot in the Battle of Midway with him operating camera, and he suffered wounds from an attacking Japanese aircraft, which bombed him and shot him in the arm. He had his forearm shattered and his bone replaced with rubber. He ended up going blind in one eye as a result of the war, and in spite of this, went on to win a Best Director in 1950 for The Quiet Man, one of the films we're going to be talking about this week. We're going to be talking about, as a matter of fact, The Quiet Man, The Searchers, and The Informer, for which he won his first Best Director Oscar in 1935. Some of the common themes, we think. Mm-hmm. What would you say the common themes are?
Definitely family values, and loyalty, and romance, love.
Love conquers all, for sure.
Yeah, indeed.
It stops people from killing each other, even.
Sometimes, not always, at least. Not always.
Not always, but forgiveness is definitely huge.
Exactly.
Even when you die.
Exactly.
Forgiveness is a possibility. And, of course, honor.
Honor, yeah.
Very big with him.
Mm-hmm.
Very big. Much different than a Fuller approach.
Yeah, pretty different.
I mean, they both seem to have characters operating along codes of conduct, but much different in Fuller than...
Yeah, Ford. But, like, in general, they have pretty different characters anyway. Like, Fuller, that's why I love him. Like, he's always, his characters, they exist with their goods and bads, with flaws and really good qualities as well. And Ford movies, we mainly see very either good or bad.
What about The Searchers, though? That's a very morally ambivalent. And The Informer is about an informer.
Exactly.
He is not a good guy.
Exactly.
He's just a big, dumb idiot.
Exactly. I think maybe The Informer is the only movie, like, closest to Fuller movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All the others are pretty different than Fuller approach.
Because they come from a more standard heroic and not an anti-hero?
Exactly.
All Fuller's characters are anti-heroes.
Exactly. They're pretty different. Informer, actually, you feel different feeling anyway. Like, my leading feeling for the movie was pity.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to feel sorry for the stupid brute.
That was the leading feeling for me. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it was for love that he betrayed his best friend to get the 20 pounds.
Exactly.
So... We don't want to give away too many spoilers, but
yeah, please,
he,
sir.
He definitely, it is love that drives his being an informer, for sure.
Yeah. That was a really, really good movie. All the Ford movies that we saw is pretty good, actually. Like, for me, they're all pretty new. I'm just getting used to know them. Quiet Man was maybe the only happy movie that we ever saw together.
So far.
So far, that's the only happy ending movie. Oh my god, that's a big, big spoiler. So,
It's just a joyous movie all the way through. It's not...
Exactly.
It's not that the ending is so
exactly.
happy or so sad. It's just a beautiful, loving, charming movie.
It's such an uplifting movie. Like, every minute of it, I enjoyed it so much.
All right, how about that Maureen O'Hara?
Oh, she is amazing. I think the brightness when she smiles, like her face is all lighting up. That thing, I saw it only once with Vivien Leigh on the Gone with the Wind. Oh my god.
Victor Fleming, 1939.
Exactly. Gone with the Wind. Like when she smiles, her whole face is lighting up. And I saw that thing one more time. With her. Yeah.
Oh, Melanie. Yeah. Melanie, how lovely to see you back here at Terra.
Oh.
Oh, Ashley. Ashley Wilkes.
Oh, my God. What a movie. That movie is probably always going to stay, like, the movie of my life, as always.
It's one of those great movies until the Union Army shows up and burns your slave-owning ass shit to the ground.
Tomorrow is another day. I don't care.
As God is my
Go to Tara. Tomorrow is
land, Katie. It's all about the land.
Well,
that's another show.
Exactly.
We're talking. Although Thomas Mitchell, who plays her father, is in Stagecoach as the drunken doctor.
Really?
That's Thomas Mitchell. That's the father of Scarlett O'Hara.
Katie,
it's all about the land.
Yeah, I remember now. But anyway, we're not going to talk about the Stagecoach.
Right.
That may be so far my least favorite Ford movie.
Yeah, it's the most, it has the least depth compared to Quiet Man and
exactly,
Searchers and Informants.
Exactly.
But that's tough company to keep. I mean,
so far, yeah.
Yeah, that's some of the best stuff ever done.
Exactly. Quiet Man was one of the joyful movies that I've ever watched. So, Searchers gave me anxiety, seriously. I don't know how long that movie is, but for me...
Two and a half hours.
It almost looked like forever.
Well, they looked for 5 years. That's a long time to put into a movie.
Exactly. Anyway, at the end of the movie, we got to see Natalie Wood, so it's something.
Yeah.
We may wait for it.
Yeah. She gets a lot more growed up between the beginning of that movie and the end of that movie.
Exactly.
Well, that's for sure.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about all these three movies, Informer, The Quiet Man, and The Searchers.
And we'll be right back to do just that.